The following is an ATS Mix exclusive interview.
These aren't the right wristbands. Yes, they are.
The Mod Squad. Who disguised as everyday members of AboveTopSecret.com fight a never-ending battle to keep the ATS world free from all the baggage that other sites are consistently plagued with. Have a flaming issue that doesn't involve Daniel Craig in an airport men's room? Call the Mod Squad. Too many trolls for your liking, and it doesn't involve Michael Jackson and the boys' pants half-off sale at your local Walmart? Call the Mod Squad. Yes, the men and women of the AboveTopSecret.com Mod Squad stand ready to protect and defend the rights of every ATS member. Tonight's episode stars Lombozo, Elevated One, Brett T, and his brother Mike O'Herlihy, Ghouls. The Mod Squad, here to serve and protect.
Mr. Rabbit.
Mr. Anonymous.
I am just curious as to what your schedule is like for this evening.
I was just, downloading porn and, bad-mouthing my country and listening to rock and roll. So really nothing, just the usual Dave Rabbit stuff.
A typical American you are, my friend. I was just thinking about this. It's been a long time since we've had a segment here on the ATS Mix where we actually brought some of our good friends from the moderator staff be interviewed. Don't you think that'd be kind of neat to do right now?
What do you think? We think we could dig up some of them out of the moderator grave or not? What do you think?
Well, it is near Halloween, so it does seem appropriate that we use keywords like dig them up out of the grave. And yes, I hear voices in the background. I hear voices. I don't see dead people anymore. I see moderators. I hear and see moderators.
When I'm done, I'll give you a treat. I hear them.
I'm still hearing voices. Do you hear voices, Dave?
I always hear voices, but let's go ahead and greet the foursome that we have on for this segment of the Meet the Mod segment. First off, say hello to Elevated One. Hello, Elevated.
Good evening.
Give us a holler.
Yes, Fred T.
Yep, right here. How you guys doing?
And we're good. Not doing bad. Ghouls, give us a yell.
Bonsoir tout le monde. Good evening, everybody.
The Canadian.
And coupe de grâce right back to you. And then Lombozo, are you here from Jersey?
I am here from Jersey, and it's very good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for staying, Lombozo. We really appreciate it. I'm going to get so much hell over this.
Yeah. Now, what our listeners and members and guests that are listening to this little segment don't know is that we've been online talking with these fine gentlemen for a little while. And not that we are necessarily boring or not, but there has been occasions where we've had to nudge a moderator or two to wake up from some of our senseless.
We're not naming names.
No, we won't name any names in this one.
Also.
I'm sorry.
Let's get right to the meat of the subject. I mean, this last week has been absolutely crazy. It's been nuts. From the membership really getting a little aggravated about what they feel like is a lack of response from the moderator staff. So, Elevated One, why don't you start us out and kind of give me some information about what's going on with the situation, and then Fred T. and Ghouls and Lombozo, if you'll put your two cents in afterwards, we would appreciate it.
This is Elevated One. It has been a very, very tough week to be a moderator on the board, I think. Lots of complaints, lots of suggestions as well, and it's crazy. I don't know if it's the time of the season. We're going in, out of summer into fall, heading into winter, and I don't know if it's got people's emotions running high or what, but it's been very, very strange, and I really don't know what else to say about it. It's just been very strange, a little tiring, but I want all the membership to know that your concerns, your suggestions, everything you say are heard. We do listen, and it's just so busy on this board. I've never seen anything like it. We will get to it. We do listen to you, and we do appreciate you.
Yeah, this is Fred T. One thing, that does go on, as I'm sure the other mods have iterated in their interviews, there's a lot of discussion that goes on in the moderator forum. I mean, almost every topic, even just the WARN, even the complaints. When I first became a moderator, I was amazed at how much discussion goes on to even what seems like a very small issue. And you'll have everybody from Skeptic Overlord, Simon Gray, and Springer weighing in, to the super moderators, to the moderators giving input, deciding a course of action. So, no, you know, action doesn't get taken in isolation here. And if anybody will point out, you know, there's no real loose cannons among the staff, because the administrative team just, you know, keeps a close eye on that as well.
Yeah, this is Goulf. I'd just like to say that, you know, it's easy being a member. You submit a complaint, it kind of disappears into a black hole. You may not hear anything back, and you may think you're being ignored. But as the other two mods have pointed out, it goes behind the scenes into a dedicated forum. All of the staff gets to see it. All the staff gets to comment on it. And, you know, if action is taken, the members won't necessarily see the action being taken. Sometimes it's done by U2U, you know, the private messaging system. So it's easy to jump to the conclusion that nothing's happening behind the scenes, or things aren't getting dealt with. But nothing could be further from the truth. And we're not just up here saying this. I mean, you can see that there was a change that was implemented this week. If you submit a complaint now, you get an automated U2U explaining what's happened to your complaint. That it didn't just disappear into a black hole. It's being looked at. You know, under what circumstances you might get a reply, and then under what circumstances you won't get a reply. So, I mean, that's something that sort of came out of the drama from this week. And it shows the membership, I think, that we do listen and we do try to implement changes as a result.
So if there was one thing that we wanted to actually stipulate here, and I'm going to hit you, Lombozo, with this, what would that be? Would it be, please just be patient?
Well, yes, and again, this is Lombozo. Patience is a virtue, as many say. And I really don't want to be redundant because, you know, my fellow mods here have pretty much said everything that needs to be said. But patience is something that needs to happen. We receive a lot of complaints every hour of every day, and everything is being addressed. And while you may feel that you're being ignored, you're not. We go ahead every single day, every hour of that day, to go ahead and address the complaints and fix the problems. And you need to be patient because you are not being ignored. I cannot stress that enough. You are not being ignored.
Let me get back to Fred T. here with this next question here, and then we're going to move into another subject, and that is, when there is a problem that arises, or if there is possibly a member or guest that has possibly stepped over the line in the terms and conditions, what is the general rule of thumb? Is the moderator, does he step in right off the get-go, or is there a discussion about it first? What is exactly the process that happens?
There's almost always a discussion. Sometimes the member that's really stepped way beyond the terms and conditions, it might come in as a complaint from another member, or a forum moderator or even a forum subject matter expert might see this and alert it up for the staff to look at. At that point, then it becomes a discussion. The super moderators and even the administrators may weigh in on a particular issue or a particular member and their actions and things. On very rare occasions, like a member put spamming a website or things like that, will a regular moderator initiate a post ban, which is temporary, and it can be lifted at any time. But usually before a member's ban, there's a lot of discussion behind the scenes, and it's not unheard of for these threads in Cosmic, the moderator forum, to go 40, 50, 60, 70 replies back and forth as people discuss the issues around it.
Well, now you mentioned the FSME, the Forum Subject Matter Expert, in what you said. Ghouls, tell me about the Forum Subject Matter Expert. What's the story with these people?
These people are either experts in their field in real life. I think Fred T. is our medical FSME, because in real life he works as an EMT. Intel Girl is a FSME in the
aircraft projects area because she actually works in the industry. Or these people could be, you know, have a lot of knowledge and know a lot of resources and be generally helpful to new posters who are looking for information on certain topics. Some people like to just hang around in one or two forums and they become sort of an expert on this subject matter. And we notice when they're really posting good stuff in that forum, and we notice that when they're helpful to other people, et cetera, they might get tapped as a foreign subject matter expert. And that gives them the right to applaud people. They can hand out applause, which is a form of positive reinforcement, which is something that ATS, as a board, it's part of our philosophy. Positive reinforcement is preferred over punishment. You know, so when you get tapped for 20 points and you freak out, and how come you did this to me? It's 20 points. Come on. We prefer positive reinforcement. We applaud more than we punish. If you were able to have a look at FSMEs and mods and how much they applaud people, you'd see that there's a lot of applause going on rather than punishment going on the board. So FSMEs play a vital role in encouraging the kind of positive contributions we like to see.
This is all everyone, and definitely, yes. You could see behind the scenes the amount of applause that does get handed out. It way, way outnumbers the amount of bannings and or point deductions for such as one-line posts or even having posts totally removed because of some offensive comment or something. So the applause, I mean, I remember early on when I first became a member, I received a couple of applause for some posts, and I thought it was just the neatest thing to me. And when I was first a moderator, I think my first few hours of being a moderator, I ran across a couple really good posts, and I applauded those, and it made me feel good to be able to do that because I wanted those members to know, hey, we appreciate you. That was a good post. Here you go.
Right.
We want you to know that we do see this stuff, and it really does outnumber the amount of punishment that is handed out on the board.
Okay, well, let's go into another thing that we all kind of talked about off-air before we started the show tonight, and that is about the Above Politics Board thing. What's going on with that? Who wants to jump in? Anybody can jump in, or not.
I'll take a stab at it. It's Fred T. There's been kind of a change at the top. Mirthful Me, one of the super moderators, is now the Above Politics Board leader.
Okay, so what is that?
Yeah, what is his duties? What does that mean, Fred T?
Well, you know, he's basically in charge of flow on the board, variety of topics. He has input on FSMEs that are appointed for various forums there. You know, with an oncoming election here in the United States and several other parts of the world, too, it's going to be a pretty happening forum.
Right.
Last time we had a presidential election in the States, the politics board was just hopping.
Okay, well, speaking of that, and then we're going to go into our standard personal questions. Last one of the ones that we talked about off-air is, what's the workings of the news forum about? And can any of you, Goulds, if you'll start me with this thing, and then maybe Fred T. Elevated One and Lombozo, if you could jump in there also and give your two cents in. Let's talk about the news forum and what it's about and the problems that are associated with it.
Sure. I mean, some of the drama this week was related to some of the workings of the news forum and people, you know, starting a thread and, having it move, say, to PTS or BTS, and then having a second person come along and submit the same news story and have it stay on ATS and, you know, garner three or four pages of responses. And people kind of wondering how does this happen? What's going on the news board? And I've been a news mod since I became a mod. Fred T's been a news mod even longer, so he'll remember that the news boards have gone through a couple of major overhauls. And during your last Amigos interview, when you were talking to Simon, one of the questions that came up was, are we going to go back to ATSNN, the ATS News Network?
Right.
And Simon said, well, you know, that we were sort of looking at options and stuff like that. We are aware that there are some recurring problems in the news forum. I mean,
right.
we went from a system where you would have to submit a news story and would have to be approved by a select small number of mods that were official sort of reporters or whatever. I'm not sure. I think Fred T was one of those guys. And then we went to a system where the membership voted stories up or down. And what would happen is that got abused. I mean, a member would post some blogger's opinion about something, and all his little forum buddies would come along and vote the story up, you know?
So
we got rid of that system, and then we went to basically the open system we have now, where anybody can submit a snippet along with, we ask for, a small summary of the story.
And
that seems to be getting abused now as well, because I think a lot of people fail to realize that there are three news forums. You click on Submit News on ATS, it brings it to the default, which is the ATS Breaking News. But if you look at the submission form right on top, it says Submit Political News, Submit Below Top Three Secret News. Yeah, General News, that's it. I think a lot of people fail to click on one of those. If you're submitting a story about Bush or Cheney or whatever, chances are it's political news and it should go on the political board. And I think a lot of people fail to realize that. And the membership could really help the situation if they didn't just dump everything in one board. That would help us.
Right.
The second thing they could do to help us is to stop dumping everything on just about, everything that appears on BBC gets dumped into ATS News. Everything that appears on CNN gets dumped into ATS News. I mean, I've seen days where I've had to move over 40 threads out of the news forum.
Wow.
That's just crazy. It's like there's people out there, every time you see a little news story come along, they want to run up to ATS and, submit it to ATS, and that's great and everything, but chances are, if the story is more than a couple hours old, it's already on the board, people.
Right.
Right.
You got to get up pretty early in the morning to scoop somebody on ATS.
Sure.
And this is Freddie. I gotta chime in on this one, because I'm probably as guilty of that as anybody else, because I think I have about 1,200 ATS NN submissions since I started on this board. So
really?
I'm probably just as guilty of putting maybe too much out there.
I've done the same thing, yeah.
That was touched on is when stories get moved, there's this perception that BTS and PTS are somehow, the story itself has been degraded or demoted or anything like that. Each board is as important as the other one, but there's kind of this focus on it's not on the main ATS conspiracy board.
Right.
But just because a move takes place to PTS or BTS doesn't make the story any more or less relevant than it was when you first posted it.
Or looked at, for that matter.
Right.
Let me get to you, Elevated One, just real quick here. Would it be then proper and a good bit of common sense, before you actually post something, to take a quick look and gander to see if it's already been posted?
This is Elevated One, and yes, please do that. In my early days, I was very guilty of just running and posting news stories in my threads, and because I just wanted to get something out there. I wanted to get the information out, and I didn't search. There is a search function. It's a very good search function. And if you don't want to use that search function, just simply click on the little forum icon there that says Breaking Alternative News, and that's going to pull up all the stories that's been posted within the last few hours. You can see them all right there, and you'll know if your story's already been posted. And if it has been, don't post it. And I'll throw this out. I don't know if many members know, and I hope this is still the case. I believe it is, that just because something has been posted as a breaking news story or a general news story, there is also a thread allowed on that in another forum. For instance, if it was a thread or a news story, say, on a huge tanker truck wreck explosion, then that could also be posted somewhere else if it fits that forum. That wasn't really a good example, but so let's say it's something on the Hubble telescope and space exploration. It could be a breaking news story, and it could also go into space exploration forum.
Well, I have to admit that in my early Dave Rabbit days on ATS, I tested that theory quite a bit.
Is that right?
that was back when I considered all of us to be the Gestapo. Now we're the Mod Squad, and there's a difference between day and night between how I feel about moderators today than how I felt about them 18 months ago. Thanks, because the mods are going, yeah, right, Dave. We remember
yeah,
those
right,
days.
Dave.
Especially Fred. Anyway, here's the deal. We want to move into the fun part because, obviously we've hit on some heavy things. So let's move into the fun part, and I want each of you to respond, and I'll call you by name where it won't be so confusing, where Limbozo is sitting here going, is he talking to me?
I'm okay, still so asleep.
There you go, see?
I'm having fun with you. Okay, because if you weren't a favorite of mine, it's kind of like my mom used to say, well, if Uncle Harry didn't really like you, he wouldn't make fun of you. Anyway.
Well, here's the deal, Dave. Just be happy that Lombozo won't start every answer out with something like, and so this got me to thinking.
I've been guilty of that one. Okay, so here we go into the fun round. This isn't like Johnny's lightning round with Simon, which kind of went south, but I think Simon handled it real well, but let's go ahead and give it a shot. Okay, this question is for each of you. Elevated One, I want you to start. How did you hear about Above Top Secret, and how long were you a member before you became a moderator? Elevated One first.
This is Elevated One, and I discovered Above Top Secret simply by doing a Google search. I was sitting at work one day on my lunch break, kind of bored, and just got to thinking about September 11th, to be honest. Started looking up some pictures and found Above Top Secret. Once I realized that it was more than just September 11th material, I've always kind of been into aliens and UFOs and pretty much anything science fiction. I was addicted the first day, and that was way back in 2003, and I've been a moderator for about 2 months now. I think it was right at the end of August, first part of September, I was made a moderator, and that was an interesting day in itself, and I'm very happy to be here and more than willing to help out in any way I can. It's really fun.
Okay, Fred T., how did you first hear about Above Top Secret, and how long was it before you became a moderator?
Well, you know, with my job, I'm actually a critical care transport nurse, and I work 24-hour shifts, so I have a lot of amount of time to surf the Internet. And I was doing an Area 51 search and kind of wandered in. Got into the reporter thing at ATSNN, and then I think it was about 3 months before they asked me to become a vice. Actually saved the letter I got from Skeptic Overlord. It was Pen 104 with the invite.
It wasn't tied to any wine purchases, was it?
You know, that was in between wine purchase, actually.
Private joke, folks. Okay, Ghouls, how about you? When did you hear about Above Top Secret, and how long was it before you became a moderator?
Well, I think I came across Above Top Secret in 2003 sometime. I was doing a search on Graham Hancock. I had read his Fingerprints of the Gods book, and I was doing some background research on that. Came across this site, and I saw the name Above Top Secret, and I was like, hey, what's this, you know? I clicked on it. I had a little, you know, I had to look around, and I thought, wow, what a bunch of crazies, and I closed it. And a few months later, I did another search on something else, and I came across it again, and I had a look at it again. I said, wow, there's a lot of information here, and I, you know, it started growing on me, and I kept visiting it, and finally, I joined in April of 2004. It was about, it was less than a year later when I was tapped to become a monk.
Wow. Lombozo, bring us up, brother.
Well, I was doing some thinking.
Sorry. I had to go there.
No, burn I know you did. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
Actually, I was doing a Google search on chemtrails, and I saw the Above Top Secret thing, and I clicked on it. And I was actually a lurker for quite a while, for almost a year. And one day I just decided, hey, it's time to post something here. So I you know, went ahead and registered. I guess I've been literally on board for about a year, give or take, maybe a little bit more. And it was just about a year before I was actually asked by Springer if I'd like to be a moderator.
Wow.
And here I am.
All right, I'm gonna take this next line of questioning here. And in the past, we've actually asked who was your least and favorite poster at ATS. I'm going to change that a little bit. I'm going to kind of mix that up here. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm going to change it up here a little bit. But since all four of you have become moderators, what kind of member post have become your favorite kind of post?
You know, my favorite posts are, you know, as we kind of get spoiled here on ATS, and when you look at other sites, it really becomes apparent. My favorite posts, whether I agree with it or not, are the ones that are well thought out, that are, you know, if they're citing a reference, it's a good reference, you know, and the posts that kind of make me rethink my entire position on things. I just love to see those.
Elevated One?
Yeah, I guess my favorite posts are probably posts made in the Alien UFO Forum, and I like the posts that just pretty much don't ridicule people who come in and honestly have something to say, because obviously a lot of people do believe in that, and we just want to encourage that and go from there.
And Lombozo, I know that this has got to have you thinking about something, so how about you next?
Actually, I have a broad range, if I might. I really love Below Top Secret. I'm in general chit-chat quite often. The jokes, puns, and pranks is great. So obviously, I love the humor. But when I'm in ATS, wow, it's really hard to put a finger on one of my favorites, to be honest with you. I've been involved in debates. I've been involved with arguments. Generally, I guess if I had to say, I don't want to say it's one of my favorites, but one of the things that catches my eye and gets my blood boiling is when they're talking about some kind of a terrible crime that happened to an animal or God forbid, a child. I generally dive right into that. And again, I don't want to say that's one of my favorites, but that's what catches my eye.
Sure. And ghouls?
Yeah, I would say my favorite kind of post is the kind that connects the dots. I like people who will take a couple of different stories and maybe try to see a link between them, kind of try to get a big picture idea of things, which is why I like Skunkworks and I like NWO forums and I like the news forums because I'm a bit of a news junkie. And by reading a lot of news stories, sometimes you can start to see a bigger picture. And when a member comes along and starts connecting dots, I love that. I usually applaud that.
Sure. Well, Ghouls, I'm going to keep you on for my next question here, and so just feel free to go ahead and respond. Right. And this, of course, is for all four of you again. What is the best part and the worst part of being a moderator for AboveTopSecret.com?
Well, the best part is the fact that you have a little bit of control over the quality of the content. You can applaud people for good stuff. You can come in and tell people that, no, you know, you can't post it this way. You should post it that way. And you can actually move things around. If you think something doesn't belong in a certain category, you can move it to another category, you know, different forms. So you got a little bit of control. I guess I'm a bit of a control freak.
Ouch.
And, well, so that's one of my favorite things. It's just seeing how the whole thing can come together and contribute to the quality of it, and seeing what goes on behind the scenes, and just knowing that there's a whole bunch of dedicated people who enjoy what they do and are looking to put out a great product.
And how about you, Fred T?
The best part for me is actually just the camaraderie that exists within the moderator and administrative staff. It's a really tight group. I don't know exactly how the Springer and Skeptic Overlord and Simon ultimately make their decisions, but I mean, as you can look at the track history, it clearly works. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to get along, and you know, we are a microcosm of the board as a whole. It's a diverse group. There's conservatives, there's liberals, there are, you know, the 9/11 conspiracy hologram people, and then there's these people that, you know, the plane hit it. I mean, it's as diverse as the main board, but we kind of have that common bond, and that's really nice to see within Cosmic. You know, the worst thing is for me is when you do something, like you might give somebody a quote warrant or something, and they really take offense to it. And you, even though you spend a lot of time with them, you to youing back and forth and stuff, there's just no making that up. And the other factor to that is when you see a member and you go out of your way to try to help them, they might not be used to. ATS can be a tough place for people used to other boards. You know, we expect civility. We expect, you know, you need to bring your A game if you're going to post here. And sometimes, you know, you work hard with people to try to get them to see that, and they just don't. And they, you know, by and large, a lot of them end up either leaving or self-destructing, and you hate to see that.
Sure. And Ghouls, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. What was your worst part about you personally being a moderator?
Well, it's along the same lines. It's when you're trying to move a tread, and you get a U2U, a nasty U2U saying, "Put my tread back," and you know that aspect of it is not my favorite. But I guess anybody who's ever been a bouncer or a cop or a security guard or anything like that and tries to tell people, hey, you can't do that, they understand what that is, and it's part of the job, but it's not the favorite part of the job, you know?
Right. An elevated one? The best and worst part for you personally?
Best part would be, these guys have really nailed it, is being able to see what goes on behind the scenes. Being a part of this team is just amazing. I've made so many new friends here that are moderators and members, and that really, really is something for me. Just to see the dedication and the time, the hours that goes into this board behind the scenes by the moderators and by the amigos. I mean, these guys are out there doing it, and it's just really, really an honor to be a part of this. The bad part, the worst part, I'd hate to name anything, but I'm going to. I guess it would be the drama that we see. I don't like to see all the drama. It's senseless. We don't need it, and I know you're going to have that. You're never going to have everybody get along and do the right thing. So for me, it's just the drama that gets brought up and the amount of time that we have to deal with it.
And now for our Jersey attitude, Lombozo, same question, the best and worst for you?
Well, my best favorite part is that I can ban people.
I knew that was coming.
That is very Tony Soprano of you.
At least you're honest.
No, actually, my favorite part, you know, I'm going to echo Elevated. I've made so many new friends, people that I'll probably never meet, but I consider friends. It's a wonderful thing. It really is. You know, I have to be, you know, less active than I normally would have been before I became a mod. I go and I just search and take a look and make sure everybody's doing nice. And for the most part, you know, 99% of the people are fantastic. And the 1%, you know, you have to do what you have to do because it's just our job. That's what we do. And that brings me on to the worst part. The thing that I don't enjoy is going and having to take an action. You know, again, when you do take action, 90% of the time people understand. But you do have that 10% of the time where people are a little tender. And they come back to you and say, why? What are you doing? Why are you doing this to me? And you have to explain. You know, we do have TNC. ATS is the top for a reason. We deny ignorance for a reason. Sometimes we have to take actions. And when someone doesn't understand and takes offense to it, that's something, it may sound silly, it hurts when somebody comes back and they're hurting.
You know, I want to do a quick sidebar because you guys touched on something I think is real important for the membership to understand and know about the friendships that the moderators have with each other. And I think Simon said it best when we did the interview on the Owner's Box, and that is when he comes to America this trip and it participates in the November 5th New York City extravaganza. This will be the very first time that he has physically met Skeptic Overlord and Springer and Chisler and some of the others. When you hear him say in his own words that these people are, he considers to be extremely close friends, yet he has physically never met them. You know, I think that's amazing.
Absolutely.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what I find really amazing is that, as you say, one of the neatest things about being a moderator, and of course, Johnny and I are step moderators, like stepchildren, but we're step moderators.
And with redheads.
Yeah.
Redheaded stepchildren.
Thanksgiving will be sitting at the small table in the corner. But that said, you know, what's really fun for us, and I mean, you guys see it too, and I mean, you know, I think it's important for the membership to know that there is a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes before anything really is ever addressed to some of these members. And I'm going to let each of you kind of respond to this, and then we're going to move on to one other thing. And that has to do with everything that I have ever seen in Cosmic. It will note such and such, take a look at this member's thread. And it was either something that was reported by the membership itself, and as we all know, the membership, the majority of the time, are the ones that report things to the mods. It's not the mods necessarily finding it first, but the membership itself that's self-policing, as I think Chisler said in one of the earlier mod segments. So what happens is it comes up on Cosmic and it says, say, take a look at this thread by Dave Rabbit. And, you know, and then all the moderators look at it. And I've seen endless conversation going on about things before any action is ever taken. Now, is that normally the way it is, Lombozo?
Yeah. That's absolutely a fact. A complaint will come in, and it's reviewed, and it is discussed. And before any action is taken, it's discussed not just by one or two posts. It's something that a lot of people get involved with.
Right.
There's a lot of deliberation, and a course of action is planned, at which point that course of action is taken. It's something that I didn't realize when I was just a member. And when I first became a moderator, I was actually shocked at the amount of discussion that takes place before an action is taken.
Yeah, and I was too. And that's why I thought it was kind of interesting that, you know, and important that we tell everybody that this is not a, it's not just this power hungry, egotistical thing to where one guy makes a decision. It's put before the entire cosmic community, including the amigos, before action's ever taken. Ghouls, have you participated in those kind of things also?
Oh, yes, all the time, actually. Well, we all do, right? And, I mean, the membership is invaluable in helping us do that. And when you touched on self-policing, a lot of the complaints we get are actually, you know, notes telling us, hey, this is in the wrong place, or you might want to have a look at this, and that'll generate maybe 2-3 pages of discussions between moderators and the senior staff, because to tell you the truth, a post ban, which is a temporary thing, can be done by a moderator, but it takes a super mod or an admin to apply an outright permanent ban. And there's no outright permanent ban that goes through without, you know, having some kind of discussion. And sometimes it takes days because you've got people in different time zones. You know, you might post something and you're waiting for a reply and it might take a day to come. And, but I mean, yeah, absolutely. And I think we all participate in those.
All right, I'm going to move on into another one of my lighter subjects. And Fred T., I'm going to start with you, brother. And since you've been a moderator, what can you associate to be your most embarrassing moment?
You know, it's happened a couple of times, actually. And when, you know, as members know, we also participate in the threads, which is, you know, a great part of doing this job is we can also participate. And I've gotten worked up about a reply and gone to hit reply, and instead I've hit edit. And
oh.
I ended up erasing somebody's post. That is really embarrassing because then my reply appears in their box, and their post that I was replying to is gone. And that necessitates a very quick edit and a mea culpa via you to you that, hey, look, I didn't do this on purpose. And it's really embarrassing if it's like 5 or 6 exchanges into a very heated discussion.
Sure.
That by far is one of the more embarrassing moments I've had. And unfortunately, I've had that a few times.
Elevated One, what about you?
It would be just about the same thing. They're hitting edit instead of reply. And I was embarrassed early on behind the scenes in Cosmic. The membership wouldn't know that, of course. But in just being a little overzealous and wanting to get started and had some very, very good informative and educational discussions with other moderators on here's how to handle this, here's what we should do. And so to me, that was embarrassing.
And Ghouls?
Yeah, the edit instead of reply is a classic. I think we've all done that one. Another one that I did once was hit the warn instead of the applause.
I've done that one too.
Yeah, you know, I've been there, done that, cool.
Yeah. So you get a guy who's like, or a girl who's typed up a really great, you know, response, and you hit the warn on it, and you go, oops, sorry, you know, you get the red flag for 5 days, sorry about that, you know. So, yeah, that one, that's another classic right there.
And Lombozo?
Oh, man. I actually had one very recently. I tend to type things very well. I'm much better, you know, writing than I am speaking. And a lot of times I'll see something, you know, in a thread, and I'll look at it and I'll say, what the heck was this person thinking? And I'll just type something, then usually delete it. Well, sometimes I type something, and instead of deleting it, I actually hit post. Let's just say I've been embarrassed more than once doing that, and I'm real quick to go and edit.
John, you got any other questions?
I got one. This is, of course, one that we ask all the moderators here, so I guess I'll go ahead and ask this. We touched on the embarrassing part, so I guess now I'd like to find out what maybe one of the most funniest things has happened to you since you've become a moderator. And Ghouls, we'll go ahead and start with you.
to me personally or that I've seen happen? Because
it could be either
personally,
way.
I don't, well, what I've seen, one of the funniest things I ever saw on the board was this new member came along. I think it was the second or third day he was a member, and he'd gotten tagged for like a 20-point, you know, one line or whatever from SO. And he immediately started a thread saying, SO needs to be banned and removed as a moderator, you know? And it didn't take long for about 50 people to jump on him and say, what, are you nuts? Do you know who this guy is? There wouldn't be an ATS without this guy. Well, let me tell you, he ran away with his tail between his legs, but I think he's still around as a member.
Wow. And Lombozo?
Funniest thing, I guess, would probably be the fact that I was even considered to be a mod.
Conversation, yeah, in Cosmic.
Has the shock value worn off yet, Lombozo?
Just.
I
mean, I'll be honest with you. When I first got the UTU from Springer, you know, it was entitled, and I'll never forget this, You Have Been Noticed. I thought I was being banned. I was scared to open the UTU.
That's craziness. And Fred T., how about you? What's the funniest thing that you've seen or maybe possibly personally experienced since you've become a moderator?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's similar on the lines of the Skeptic Overlord one, and this has kind of been a running joke between Springer and I. This was a couple of years ago, and Springer issued a warning for a real bad violation, and, you know, the complaint immediately came in, and it was this three or four paragraphs of just going on and on, and then the bottom... And just who the hell is this Springer guy? And why is he giving me a warning? And so, you know, every once in a while I'll throw that in a post in Cosmic. And who is this Springer guy? So, you know, it's just that was pretty funny. The other funny instances I've seen, my lawyers advised me not to talk about. So we'll just leave it at that.
Uh-oh. I think I remember this story in San Jose, Fred. All right, Elevated One, why don't you wrap us up? What's the best one for you, brother?
Well, Lombozo took mine. It was also when I got the UTU that simply said, you have been noticed. I was shocked at first and then very afraid to open it. And I was, again, at work on my lunch break and decided, what the heck, we've got to read this. What have I done now? Opened it up and read it and was just absolutely floored. I mean, just absolutely floored. And I had a coworker come on and read it to make sure I was reading it correctly, and I just thought that was pretty funny that I needed verification that I was reading it correctly.
I got one last question. It's one that we've never really asked any of the moderators before, but I'm just curious, and this is obviously going to be a pretty fast response by all of you. And Elevated One, I'm going to start with you. On the average, not a high, not a low, but just on the average, how many hours do you think you spend moderating? I don't mean going on the site for pleasure, but how many hours a week do you, on the average, think you spend as a moderator?
Wow, that's a good one. On average, during the week, I would say at least 15, 20 hours.
Fred, how about you?
Well, you know, I'm going to couch this in case any of my administrators at work are listening. I don't do any on my work time. it's, you know, on a slow transport week, it's anywhere from 10 to 25 hours.
Gules?
Yeah, I'd have to say about the same thing, 15 to 25 hours. 2 or 3 hours a day is normal. On a Saturday afternoon, might be maybe more, you know. And all of this amount of time goes back to your point about the camaraderie between the staff. It's because we spend so much time together doing stuff that comes about.
Lombozo?
Yeah, I have to echo. It's a good 20 hours. And if my boss is listening, my name isn't Lombozo, okay?
Yeah, it's Lombazo.
Exactly.
Lombardi. Yeah. Lombardi. All right, well, listen, you guys have been a hoot, and other than trying to kickstart us a couple of times to begin y'all's segment, I think you guys have done a great job. And again, been another example of the kind of cleverness, the kind of intelligence level that we have in the moderator staff. And that's one reason why I will never, ever refer to the moderators as Gestapo. They are the Mod Squad.
Or at least for this week.
Yeah, until I get banned. And so on behalf of the ATS Mix Show, we'd like to say goodbye to everybody on behalf of the guest and the staff. And John, if you'll lead us out on our goodbye, farewell, Wiedersehen, good night routine, we'll end this mother.
Before we do, let's just remind our listeners and guests and members alike that when it comes to the mods, and you may think that they're kicking and dragging their tails, remember that there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes before you actually get a response. So please, patience is a necessity on everyone's part.
Hey guys, just real quick, too, I want to throw one more thing out there, if I may.
Well, I'd love to.
Sure. Be able to head it in.
Yeah.
This is Elevated One. When we were talking about Cosmic and things go on behind the scenes, we were touching on complaints and stuff that come through, but I just wanted the membership to know also, it's not only complaints that we see behind the scenes. A lot of times we will have some very good discussion on the good things that are happening by the members, for the members, and that the members sometimes will bring to our attention and that they want us to know about. And we do have those discussions as well. It's not always somebody getting banned, somebody getting a point deduction. It's not always the bad stuff. There are good things going on that we do see and hear from the membership.
And with that said, this is Johnny Anonymous.
And I'm Dave Rabbit.
And I'm Fred T.
And I'm Mumbozo.
I'm Elevated One.
And I'm Ghouls.
We appreciate you stopping by and listening to the ATS Mix, and we hope that you got a chance to get to know your moderators just a little bit better. Thanks for joining us.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat. We'll be right back.